This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This story is from our episode, Sports and Health. You might not consider video games a sport, but people do this professionally. It's called esports. Tournaments sell out giant stadiums, and players can win lots of money.
$1 million in that beautiful trophy up for grabs today. We are back in the sold-out Barclays Center in the heart of New York City for the conclusion of the first ever Overwatch League Grand Finals.
That's from the first Overwatch League Championship. Overwatch is a shooting game. So esports is not people playing sports video games like tennis or football. They are playing fighting or strategy games competitively. And players are super serious about this, whether they are professional gamers or not. Some spend as much as 8 hours a day
practicing, playing, working on tech skill, which is specific elements of gameplay. If it's a team-based game, they'll review video the same way that a football or a basketball team would.
Physical therapist Caitlin McGee sees the fallout from all this gaming: wrist injuries, pain, inflammation. Caitlin specializes in treating esports athletes. She says, for starters, many gamers don't prioritize ergonomics.
Somebody sitting not back in their chair, but leaned forward, supporting themselves on their forearms, their back kind of rounded, their head tilted up in order to be able to see the screen since they're slumped so far forward, and then gripping the controller very, very tightly so that all of the muscles are constantly on.
Jun An is a business student, not an esports pro, but he still puts in hours and hours of play every day, and he had a bad setup.
I used to play on my bed while lying down. Like, I put my laptop on my stomach and I played. That's also a reason why I'm wearing glasses. I have very bad eyesight.
A doctor told Jun he was developing back problems and he started to pay more attention to his posture while gaming. So how you play is one thing, but then there's also the wear and tear that comes with doing anything a lot. Here's physical therapist Caitlin McGee again.
The vast majority of the injuries we see are repetitive stress injuries or overuse injuries. Things like stress across the tendons, tendinopathy, where things don't glide as smoothly as they're supposed to, where things become overtired or weakened. Postural-related injuries, if you have a weakness of your core muscles, for example, you might overcompensate using other smaller muscle groups that aren't designed to bear that much strain, which will cause back or neck pain.
And you're also probably not getting a ton of physical exercise.
There is that stereotype of the gamer sitting, you know, in their mom's basement on a couch eating Doritos and drinking Mountain Dew, which the good news is that stereotype is getting more and more outdated. Not only are individual players getting invested in their health, but teams are making it a priority because the health and longevity of their players is exceptionally important. And a healthy lifestyle, exercise, nutrition, sleep habits are a really big part of that.
So let's say somebody comes to your office with one of the injuries you have mentioned. Maybe they have back pain, maybe their hands hurt. What do you do next? What's your fact-finding process?
We might ask to see them actually sit down and play the game so we can see what their posture looks like when they're not paying attention to it for us consciously. We'll look at range of motion. We'll look at strength, mobility, motor control, what causes pain, what makes it better, what makes it worse. And then from there, we'll design a treatment plan like we would for any other patient.
So you give them exercises too?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely a part of it. One of my favorite things about physical therapy is a lot of it is using the body to treat the body. So it's not just about stretching to relieve tightness. It's, sure, we relieve the tightness in the moment, but how do we make sure that you don't get this tightness again in the first place? That's why we incorporate those exercises outside of gaming time, so that when you do need to apply those stresses repetitively and very, very quickly over a long period of time, your body has the capability to handle it.
Can our bodies handle this, though? I'm always wondering, you know, it doesn't seem like we're designed to push a button 4 million times over the course of our lifetime. You know, it's just like we weren't made to do this.
Our bodies are remarkably adaptable. And when it comes to the point at which people come to see me is the point at which their body isn't adapting anymore. And that might be because they're putting it in suboptimal conditions to adapt. But when it comes to things like powerlifting or strongman competitions where you see people pulling fire trucks. Our bodies weren't necessarily designed for that either, but we're certainly capable of adapting to perform it.
Caitlin McGee is a physical therapist based in the D.C. area. She specializes in treating gamers and injuries related to esports.